There was a line I remember, Montgomery was split in half. We used to have the top versus the bottom, and the tree opposite D.R. Jones's, which is Roger Jones and John Jones's granddad's butcher shop halfway up the town. If you lived in the bottom half, you obviously played for the bottom of the town against the top. And would you believe there were enough youngsters then to form it? It was a very competitive game in whatever. It could be cricket, it could be football.
And do you remember who would win those games, at the bottom half or the top half?
Well, the bottom half of the town always seemed to have better footballers. I don't think we had more, but we had one or two sort of gifted people. And as I mentioned, Geoffrey Windsor and Edward Windsor from Hendomin, and the Robinson family. The bottom, I would think, would probably come out on top most times. But I think if you talk to some of the other people, they wouldn't agree with me.
And was there any sort of seasonality to this, i.e. football in the winter, or was it just any time you'd play any game?
Yeah, we played all our matches in Top versus Horton down on Windsor's Field, which was down Sarkley Lane. And that was football. And then, of course, we did the same thing in the summertime for cricket.